Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, it seems like every day over the last couple of weeks, there's been another vessel in the Caribbean attacked here by United States forces, more specifically Venezuelan vessels, alleged drug smuggling vessels. And now you can include oil tankers in that mix. So what is the goal here? Is this a ratcheting up of pressure? Is this really a significant drug issue that the administration is trying to stop? I wanted to welcome in Christiane Cordero covering the story for ABC. Hi, Christiane.
Hey, Greg. Great to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here. So what is the Trump administration saying about this escalation? It seems like something is happening every week from what they appear to view as drug smuggling vessels now to oil tankers.
Yeah, every week and in some cases several times a week since early September, we've seen 28 attacks on boats in the Caribbean and off the coast of Latin America in general. Some have been in the Eastern Pacific. And the administration has said that they have killed 104 people in those 28 boat strikes, that they were suspected drug smugglers. And, while the administration hasn't provided any proof publicly that these vessels were smuggling drugs, it has no doubt escalated the tension between the U.S. and Venezuela's authoritarian government, and particularly Nicolas Maduro. So as you rightfully noted, the big question here is this ultimately about cracking down on drug smuggling, or is it about regime change? And this latest escalation seems to point more towards the latter, in that it's not, they're not saying that they're going after suspected drug smugglers anymore, but specifically after oil ships, oil tanks at sea. And that is, according to some people anyways, a clear indication that they're trying to, that the U.S. military is trying to target Venezuela's economy.
So what does active pursuit actually mean in real world terms? Are U.S. ships chasing this vessel as we speak? And how close is the Coast Guard to intercepting it?
Well, in some cases, over the past couple weeks, we've seen successful takeovers of ships. And what that looks like is almost out of a spy movie, in the sense that there are helicopters overhead some of these vessels, and then U.S. Coast Guard members and a tactical team rappelling down and onto the vessels themselves. So it has been an escalation. There's no doubt about that. The question is, how will Venezuela respond? Because they have vowed to.
So the Trump administration says that the oil revenue coming out of Venezuela is largely used to fund their drug terrorism and other things that would be considered legal here in the United States. But it is choking off their best form of currency, I guess, in some respects. I do wonder about the end game and how long this drags on, and if Venezuela views it as an act of war.
Yeah, and those are really big questions that a lot of members of Congress have. Of course, right now we're kind of caught in between, right, with the holidays, but it hasn't stopped certain members of Congress from speaking out, whether in support of an eventual regime change, and then some others, and this goes across both sides of the aisle, really concerned that this could escalate to a capital W war with Venezuela. And so what the administration is saying is that they are cracking down and focused on the drug smuggling efforts, that Nicolas Maduro has been a facilitator in drug smuggling. And he, of course, Maduro denies that. He also says that the U.S.'s efforts are illegal, calling into question whether some of these escalations may violate international law. But we know that there are a lot of questions when it comes to that. And the operation, meanwhile, hasn't been slowing down.
I really like the description you gave as is kind of like a spy moving when U.S. Coast Guard personnel attempt to board the ship. And in this case, the vessel just kept on sailing as you have helicopters above and people dangling down. Can you explain what a dark fleet is? And how do these ships evade U.S. sanctions?
Yeah, so basically, in layman's terms, what the administration is alleging is that these ships are operating illegally at sea, that they're evading sanctions. In this particular case, this latest example is that they were carrying a false flag. And essentially that, we've heard from the administration various explanations as far as the legality goes and the justification. And so this is part of the administration's approach, is to say, look, you're not operating legally to begin with, and so this is our right to go after you in this way. And we've heard a similar rationale with the 28 boat strikes in the Caribbean and off the coast of Latin America on the eastern side, of the eastern Pacific, I should say, regarding that these are narco-terrorist groups and that they're going after them justifiably from a legal standpoint.
Christiane Cordero joining us here from ABC. So Venezuela sends a lot of oil to China, Christiane. What is their response to this?
Yeah, well, it's not just China, but it's also Cuba. I mean, there's a big ripple effect, no pun intended, of the Venezuelan oil exports. And it will be really interesting to see how this all plays out in the coming weeks, because as the U.S. Has showed no signs of slowing down, the more aggressive the tactics become, the more dire it'll be for the Venezuelan economy. That pretty much exclusively, or I should say, certainly depends on Venezuela exports in order for it to stay afloat. And there are other countries, too, that rely on buying it on the cheap. China has a pretty diverse, kind of revenue. So it's not like their economy is going to cripple, but there's no doubt that tension would continue to get tightened across many different borders.
Do you anticipate more seizures in the days or weeks ahead?
I would imagine so, right? I mean, it's been 4 months now, and we've seen dozens of seizures, whether it's from not necessarily seizures, but the attacks on suspected drug smuggling boats and those boat strikes, or these latest ones in the oil rigs at sea. So I would imagine this is going to continue, yeah.
It does appear very targeted, though, here, Christiane. If you want to go back to executive orders that were signed in Q1, Q2 of 2025, with the U.S. imposing a 25% tariff on all goods imported from any country that continues to purchase Venezuelan oil. So while the attacks are being carried out now, it seems like part of a larger comprehensive plan from the administration.
Certainly. I mean, and it depends on who you ask or what the tea leaves suggest, right? Some people say that it's exclusively focused on a campaign promise to crack down on drug smuggling. Some people note that the vast majority of drugs going over the Caribbean from Venezuela are actually headed to Europe, and most of that is cocaine and not fentanyl and some of the ones that are more lethal and certainly in demand in the U.S. And then there are many people who also point to the fact that Venezuela is a communist country and, it has a stronghold authoritarian leader that our administration doesn't like and might want to see it. They certainly haven't been shy about wanting to see Maduro out of power.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, we appreciate your time. Christiane, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.